We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Gimel Sif Dalet. Im Kavei Ikasudos Al Peris, if somebody's primary food and a meal is going to be fruit, Shoich Lamapasta, he's going to eat with bread. Kimen Shem Ikra Suda, if this now is your main meal, Niftarma Brichsa Maitzi, the Maitzi that you made at the beginning of the meal will cover them. Afilo Yeho Azal Shulchan, even if they weren't on the table when you made the Hamaitzi. What's necessary, the first bite of the fruit should be along with bread. Then afterwards, even if though the rest of the fruit will not be eaten together with bread, the halacha is, there is no necessity to make a separate bracha on the bread. And therefore, the Paiskim say, if there are different fruit dishes, like some people have fruit soup during the meal, or some people have some dish made out of fruit, and it's clearly part of the meal, then the halacha is that if you made that maitzi at the beginning of the meal, it's adequate. Furthermore, if somebody eats fruit for dessert, and if he takes the first bite of that fruit dessert together with bread, even if afterwards he eats it without bread, as we just learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't have to make a separate bracha on that dessert. Sif hei, perisim of a sholom l'tzarchei suda, fruit that was cooked for the meal, k'moy shuriginim levash l'kinach suda, sometimes they're made as side dishes, beinim basam, beinim loy basam, whether they're eaten together with the meat or they're not eaten together with the meat, yesh lachol mem to avoid any bracha issue, make a bracha on bread with the food, and then you don't have to have every bite of the fruit with the bread. You can eat the rest without any accompanying bread. And they won't have their own bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam. Again, that if they're part of the meal, if you didn't eat them with bread at all, you still need not make a separate bracha. Maise oifa, baked goods. So certainly baked goods like a blintz or a bereka, which are really part of spaghetti, which are really part of the meal, there's no question that you don't make a separate bracha or lakshin kugel, but noodle kugel. But when we speak about cake, going ugas sukkah, tart, ugas shkedim, all different types of cakes, if you're eating them because you're hungry and that's kedelis b'mehem, part of your meal, and it's tzarich levarchlem, you need not make a separate bracha. Avam oichem rak latanik, if they're only eaten not as a main part of your meal, but they're eaten just for enjoyment, yesh safik bracha. Then that is a question, do I make a bracha on them or not? Okay, Royal Adam L'chavin, B'shas Birchas Hamoitzi, the person should have clearly intention when he makes the bracha on Moitzi, that he wants them to be part of his meal and not need to make a separate bracha. Sif Zayin, M'lach G'ma Suda, if after the meal, Koinem Birchas Hamozen, before you bench, Shasa coffee, you drank some coffee, kidei l'achla mazon sh'okol, to help digest the food that you ate. Tzarech l'varchol ha-bracha rishoyna. Then you have to make a bracha rishoyna. That's only when it's clear or it's obvious, say, says the Shevet HaLevi, that it looks like it's not really part of the meal. But if as part of the meal, at the end of the meal, they serve coffee or tea. So then, the halacha is, for sure, it's part of the meal, and you don't make a separate bracha. Kimash, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, because if it's only consumed, kimash b'al achal, it's only consumed for digestive purpose, and an echshem etzarech yisud, it's not considered part of the meal. But if you want to avoid any question, make a bracha on some sugar, lift us a kafa, they both are a shahakal, and then you won't have any question did you have to make, or you did not have to make a bracha on the coffee. Simen mem dal dinim mayim achroinim brichas hamazon. B'din mayim, sifal, din mayim achroinim ma'abri makilim. There are many people who are lenient about mayim achroinim, because the Gemara, the Magen Avraham, says that the reason we have mayim achroinim, we wash mayim achroinim at the end of the meal, is that they had something called melech sadoimus. It was a type of salt which is dangerous for the eyes that were part of the food. And if you don't wash mayim achroinim, chas v'sham, that salt could get into your eyes. But the halacha still is that a person should still wash mayim achroinim, even if he didn't actually touch the food, he ate with silverware, or he just ate a slice of bread, because of a nachol, the right thing is l'chol yishmayim lizor behem, to be careful for mayim achroinim. Of course, the poskim say that the halacha is that even though we spoke about washing before the meal, and when we learned the halachas of washing, we learned how much a person has to travel to get water to wash. Those halachas do not apply to mayim achroinim. And therefore, if there's no mayim achroinim available, you could just try to wash it or clean your hand with anything available. But if mayim achroinim become available even during brichas hamazon, you should wash your hands. You only have to wash mayim achroinim till the middle of the fingers. And have your fingers go downwards before you dry them so that the entire front of your fingers get covered with water. And the person who's going to lead the benching, the brichas hamazon hundet rishona, he should be the first one to wash the mayim achroinim. Sif beis. We don't pour the mayim achroinim on the floor, where people walk, because there's a ruach ra in these waters. Wash it into, and have one cup pouring the water into another cup. It's inadequate just to dip your fingers into water. It has to be pour. The mayim achroinim, say the paiskim cup, should be something that's used exclusively for mayim achroinim. Somebody could wash mayim achroinim certainly in the sink, but if he's washing in the sink, he should be careful that there should be no dishes, silverware, anything in the sink, that the mayim achroinim water should not, which we just said has a ruach ra, should not go on those dishes, etc. Eliyitel tachliyo tachsa shochen, or you could wash with the water going under the table. Menadav yodav, you should dry your hand. Vakach mevarach brachas hamazon, then bench. The mayim achroinim should be removed, or at least removed from the table, or at least covered before you begin brachas hamazon. V'layafsek, a person should not interrupt ben natila between washing mayim achroinim and the brichas hamazon. The Prima Gadim says that if somebody is careful to wash mayim achroinim in this way, he's going to get shefa elyon. He's going to get much abundance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody forgot to say shir amalos before he washed mayim achroinim, he can't say it after. He can't still say it after washing mayim achroinim. Sif gimel ein lahasa mapa b'shulch lechem. One should not take off the tablecloth or the bread ad lacha brichas hamazon till after brichas hamazon. Shtei pas menachas al shulchem b'shas brichas hamazon. The bread should be on the table when we say brichas hamazon. Laharis that we demonstrate ki yeshefem Hashem yisbarach shmoi lecha lahaisu. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us what to eat, and we should have even left over. One should also keep on the table salt on the table when he's saying brichas hamazon. One, of course, should not leave on the table anything that's repulsive or doesn't have a good odor. On the contrary, the table should be clean and neat when we're saying on the table brichas hamazon. When we have to leave over bread on the table, one doesn't have to leave over a whole bread. A little bread is enough, even crumbs. And if people sat together at a meal, sitting at different tables, you don't have to have bread left over on every table. Having bread left over on one of the tables is satisfactory. Just like Elisha said to his attendant, eat and have left over. And that's why there are those that are careful to make sure there's always a little piece of bread left over from the bread that they are eating from. Oid, mishum dabrach ein shor al davarik. For bracha to be able to happen, it has to have something to happen with. El kiyesham is a davar, and therefore having a bread is where the bracha will be. However, the paiskim say, don't leave a whole loaf of bread, but the Mishnah Berurah says that if you only have, that's the only bread that you have, a whole loaf of bread, and particularly if it's in a bag, then you could you rely on that. He asked, what do you have at home? If you have something, that could help the bracha come. We remove the knives from the table before we say brach samazon, or to cover them. The shulchan is compared to mizbeach. Mizbeach, regarding the mizbeach, it says, don't have metal on them. But it's not only for this reason. The other reason is because in brach samazon we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, and if one speaks about the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, and he'll get overcome with sorrow, with the tragedy of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, by having a knife, he could come to danger, and that's why it shouldn't be on the table. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference what material the knife is made out of, it shouldn't be on the table. Lefi Shabaz Makatsi Yad Mishal Adam, metal cuts a person's life. The table, which is compared to the Mizbeach, is here to give us life. And it's inappropriate, something that shortens life should be on the table, which prolongs life. The eating on the shulchan properly gives us long life. Particularly, if we have guests at our table, inviting guests to eat with us, Mashra Shechina, bring Shechina to our table, to our home, to our life. Some places have the minig not to cover the knives, not to necessarily cover the knives in Shabbos v'yontiv. The knife, Hayadayim de Esav, the knife represents Esav. Ubishabbos v'yontiv, ain't peg v'set and raw. We don't have to be concerned about the power of Esav. If that's your minig, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or minig she Yisrael Torah, he continue following your minig.